91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Boston, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Good morning. 9 o'clock, it's the Mike on the Mike Show. That's right. I don't sound like Mike Newman, do I? That's because I'm not. Mike is off this week. Well-deserved, I'm sure. Although I don't know for sure. But, yeah, get on the Facebook page. But, you know, request things if you'd like. I'm here for you. But let's get things rolling right now.
There are Jews in the world, there are Buddhists, there are Hindus and Mormons, and then there are those that follow Mohammed, but I've never been one of them. I'm a Roman Catholic, and have been since before I was born. And the one thing they say about Catholics is they'll take you as soon as you're warm. You don't have to be a six-footer. You don't have to have a great brain. You don't have to have any clothes on. You're a Catholic the moment that came. Because every sperm is sacred, every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
King Arthur and Sir Bedivere, not more than a swallow's flight away, had discovered something.
Who are you?
We are the knights
Hussein? Ni.
No, not ni, the knights who say ni.
The same.
Who are they?
We are the keepers of the sacred words. Ni, Peng, and Ni Wom.
Those who hear them seldom live to tell the tale.
The knights who say ni demand a sacrifice.
Knights of Ni, we are but simple travelers who seek the enchanter who lives beyond these woods.
Ni! Ni!
Ni!
Ni! Ni! Ni! Ni! Ni! We shall say ni again to you if you do not appease us.
Well, what is it you want?
We want a shrubbery!
A what?
Ni! Ni! Ni!
Please, please, no more! We will find you a shrubbery.
You must return here with a shrubbery, or else you will never pass through this wood alive.
Oh, Knights of Ni, you are just and fair, and we will return with a shrubbery.
One that looks nice.
Of course.
And not too expensive.
Yes.
Now, go!
Oh, Knights of Ni, we have brought you your shrubbery. May we go now?
It is a good shrubbery. I like the laurels particularly. But there is one small problem.
What is that?
We are now no longer the knights who say ni. We are now the knights who say ni. Therefore, we must give you a test.
What is this test, O knights of knights who till recently said ni?
Firstly, you must find another shrubbery!
Not another shrubbery!
Then, when you have found the shrubbery, you must place it here beside this shrubbery, only slightly higher, so you get a two-level effect with a little path running down the middle.
A path! A path! A path!
Then, when you have found the shrubbery, you must cut down the mightiest tree in the forest with a herring!
Freeform Radio. Freeform Radio. WMFO. Medford. And it's now officially New Year's Eve.
Bring out the
WMFO Medford, and brand spanking new from Alejandro Escovado. His new album is called Burn Something Beautiful. I agree with that sentiment entirely. Heartbeat Smile is the name of that song. For that, you too did New Year's Day. You might get kind of a theme going today. And if you do have a New Year's thought, let me know. I'll see if I can find it and put it on for you. Bonnie Raitt, Gypsy and Me, from her latest release, Dig In Deep, came out just this year. And we can still say this year for another 15 hours or so. George Harrison, Ding Dong, Ding Dong, which is, well, I guess it's my favorite New Year's song. I'll be playing that again at midnight tonight, I'm sure. Comes from his Dark Horse album. The Knights Who Say Knee and Every Sperm is Sacred, from Monty Python, two of their great films that we took, Holy Grail and The Meaning of Life. Like to start with a little lighthearted stuff to put myself in the mood. So there you are. It is 9:25. Just turned 9:25. I'm Bob Angel in for Mike Newman. Mike on the mic, who is down in West Palm, sitting by a pool, drinking a cocktail out of a coconut shell or a conch shell. Whatever it may be down there. I know he's having a good time. I know he's listening to me, too, because he's been posting on Facebook, as you should be doing if you have a request. Like a New Year's request would be totally, totally fine by me. Partly cloudy skies today. High only around 38 degrees. And getting into tonight, when you're going out and celebrating, it will be cloudy. And we may see some showers, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it's flurries. It's only going to be light stuff no matter what. No big accumulation if it does snow. But I think it would add to the mood, don't you, if it was snow? Well, low temperature only going to be about 34, though, so there's doubt about that. Tomorrow, sunshine, high 44. Looks like a good one. And the Monday holiday looks mostly sunny as well with high around 40. Tuesday, when we go back to work, it's going to be kind of rainy and cruddy. So there you go. Right now in Medford on the campus of Tufts University, it is 33 degrees. And you can tell me what the temperature is where you are.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I can personally attest to that myself. I have prediabetes, or had it. No more, though. Bob Angel in for Mike Newman, 927. Let's get some more music going. I have a bunch of stuff queued up. What should we do? What should we do? Oh, my. Let's go with my friend Mark Cutler. From Providence, Rhode Island, he had a band called The Rain Dogs, and one of my favorite albums of all time, and I think it goes down as one of the best albums of all time, even though really outside of New England, you never hear anything about them. The Rain Dogs, they put out an album in 1990 called Lost Souls, and this is kind of a good sentiment for the last day of 2016, especially since we've lost so many people this year. May your heart keep beating. It's the Rain Dogs, 91.5 WMFO.
May your heart keep beating. May your heart. Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been."
"Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. When the devil finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done."
Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, there's your dog back, no child, no.
devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been. He played,
found a mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread, fella picking out dough. Granny, will you dog fight? No child, no.
It's Shovels and Rope, 91.5 WMFO, and I know exactly how you feel right now. Their latest album is called Little Seeds. It's brand new. Before that, something that is not brand new, and it just goes to show that I will play artists that I don't particularly agree with politically, but hard to argue with The Devil Went Down to Georgia. That was the Charlie Daniels Band. Remember Million Mile Reflections? Charlie Daniels was hot in the 70s. And then all of a sudden, you know, Southern rock became uncool for a while. I don't get it because I just, you know, I think they did a great job. Leonard Skinner, they're a bunch of conservatives too. But I like them. Although I don't think Ronnie Van Zant was. I don't think so, but I'm just going to hold on to that belief. We heard the Chieftains' version of Cotton Eye Joe, along with Ricky Skaggs doing the vocals there. And the Rain Dog started us off. I think it's a perfect song for the new year. May Your Heart Keep Beating, from their Lost Souls album in 1990. Hi, Bob Angel in for Mike Newman. The Mike on the Mic program, 942. And I mentioned, you know, that it was 33 degrees here in Medford, in the Boston area. And Cheryl Flynn Kearns, who's in Fort Myers, says it was 44 when she got up this morning in Fort Myers. Yeah, even I wear a winter coat when it's 44 degrees out. My goodness, I wonder what it's like in West Palm. Hey, Mike, tell us what you got down there. You know, you can still, it's your show after all. You can, and in fact, if you want to like Skype in, that'd be cool too. Anyway, I'm trying to keep a sort of a New Year's theme going here today, this morning, since it is the last day of 2016, and good riddance to it. This one is the same old Lang Syne. It's Dan Fogelberg, WMFO.
We dream. I seen better days dripping down your face. We don't have to talk, let's dance. For all the times you felt alone, dreaming better, I see better, better days. Too dark to say goodbye. Now that's some cliche shit.
Seen better days. 91.5 WMFO Medford. And Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, Better Days, came out a couple years ago. Same Old Lang Syne from Dan Fogelberg. That goes back to the Innocent Age back in 1979. So there you go. 9:53, 7 till 10. Bob in for Mike, who apparently called while I went to take a little break. Well, there you go. It happens, you know. And what we're having, you know, I'm saying it's 33 degrees in Medford, and there's like nobody listening in Medford, it seems. We've got some Florida folks. It was 44 in Fort Myers when Cheryl got up this morning, apparently. It's 68. Mike Newman is, it's 68, and he's saying it's cold. I just, come on. Come on. Give us a little break, will ya?
Happy holidays, everybody. This is Brad Paisley for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. When you're traveling during the holidays and see somebody who's had too much to drink about to get behind the wheel, well, get those keys and save a life. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver.
To the world, you may be just another girl.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, 68, my butt. There you, it's about how warm it is. So let's get some more music on. I'm trying to keep on the new year kind of thing. It is the 31st of December, and it's been a long December, wouldn't you say? It's Counting Crows at 91.5 WMFO.
Guess I should.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na funny.
91.5 WMFO Medford. And what was on that one? Tufts Free Foam Radio. It is 9:59 and 30 seconds, so close enough to 10 o'clock. And you just heard Mike Newman. Mike on the mic is on the phone. Hey, Mike.
I'm here, Bob. How you doing? How you doing, everybody?
Hi. 68 degrees and you're freezing. Come on.
Well, I mean, you know, we're used to Floridian weather. It's not bad. I mean, I'm still going to go out for a walk and everything, but I guess it's better than, what did you say it was? 38 there?
33. And we're looking for a high of 38. A high temperature.
Oh.